This is Mary Kantsiewicz with the Alaska Native Review Commission, and I'm here with Gabriel Stepatin, who is an elder here in the city of St. Paul. We're having this session in his home because he will not be here for the meeting on the 20th, and he's agreed to give us the benefit of his opinions. Mr. Stepatin, we were talking before about what you saw in St. Paul. For its future. Do you want to just begin there?
Oh, yes. I'm not too optimistic for the future. In the future, the shareholders are not getting anything out of the corporations. It will be still more. So in the future, I'm afraid, because the city, to the city of St. Paul, we're getting grants from the state and the federal government to establish a small boat harbor. I wasn't too optimistic on that. I was negative on Boat Harbor, but now I am positive, because that's the only economy, the income my people are going to have. But it's going to take money. They have small boats, yes. They go out halibut fishing. They made fairly well this summer. But it's going to be a lot of competition. There's going to be other seagoing vessels coming in here, fishing for bottom fish, halibut, crab, whereas my people won't be able to buy those kind of ships. I'm afraid also that we get so many vessels here from other parts of the country that the season will be shortened. And for the rest of the year, how will they be able to survive? What I mean by that, there won't be any jobs here for all of us, especially the older people. I am worried about the older people. Eventually, the younger people, some of them, are going to move out. And if they do, who's going to take care of the older people? And how are they going to survive? We don't know whether this seal harbor is going to continue or not. And the seals are declining. I've seen that for years, but I've never mentioned it. Afraid that the conservationists and animal friends would say, well, that's what we told you so let's stop the harvest. Even if they do stop the harvest, if they would allow my people to go and get seals for subsistence. And the corporation is doing all it can for the shareholders. But are they looking far back into the future for the next generation of values? When we get when they get the harbor completed, naturally there's going to be processing plants built here. One advantage the corporation has will naturally lease or rent the land where they will establish the processing plants. The biggest fear I have, when they do establish all those things, that my people is going to lose the control of the community. It's gradually happening. I wished to un-Alaska about 5 years ago. There was a big industry there, a scribing industry. The original residents weren't getting any benefit out of the scribing industry. In fact, the houses that I've seen were deteriorating. They were once proud people. They were proud of their village. But after outsiders, excuse me for saying that, came in there and just took over the village of Unalaska. A few alleys that were left there were being ignored. They weren't getting any benefit of it. And it's the same thing is going to happen here on this island. How can we prevent that? The only solution I see is putting our land under the trusteeship of IRA. That way we probably can hang on to our land for the future generation. But the problem, the state does not recognize IRA, it's only federal government. And I didn't know the Constitution, little right that I had, but now when you plan or ask, they bring up constitutionality of it. Yeah, we have our freedom now. Our people are free just like anyone else, but there's always a problem to pay for. And if the city takes control, naturally it will. It's going to be a lot of people coming in here in the future. And in 6 months, they can vote and run for council member. And first thing you know, there isn't going to be a one Aleut in any, or rather in the city council. There'll be outsiders. That's just another fear I have. And in 1991, the future doesn't look too good to me, especially here on the island. We have nothing other than fishing and sealing harvest. That's the only economy we have. But if the corporation, IRA and city would work together as we have before, those solutions could be solved for the benefit of the original residents, the Aleuts. And naturally, when you get a lot of people here, there's going to be some drugs brought in here. They have already been bringing drugs to the island. Marijuana, cocaine. And who's doing it? We don't know. I don't know. We have a hunch, but we can't prove it. We've got to actually catch the person or persons that are selling these drugs. And that's what worries me a lot for the future generation. And what, and if the younger generation leaves the island and only the older people are left here, how are they going to exist? Now, as another example, the city has distributed notices to all the residents on the island that are not paying their fuel and electricity. And they're giving them until next month. And if they don't pay, they're just going to cut their fuel and electricity. In winter time, when the winter comes, what's going to happen to those people? Sure, we can convert our stoves into wood, but you take 60 people. To pick driftwood off the beaches here, it'll be gone within a month. And we may have to educate them to use the method our ancestors used.
What was that?
To use the method our ancestors used for fuel.
What was that method?
That method was they picked grass, dried it, and used it for fuel with silver. I hope it doesn't come to that. And another thing, back in 1991, we're going to be paying taxes just like anyone else. If they don't make any income, how are they going to pay their taxes? I don't know. And see, another thing.
You mentioned that you had a lot of faith in the IRA.
Huh?
You mentioned that you had a lot of faith in the IRA. What did you mean?
Well, I don't know whether I want to use faith or not. But what I mean is, put our land under the trusteeship of IRA. That way, the younger generation will still have the land. If not, by 1991, they could sell their land, their homes, and there wouldn't be anything left for them. Now, don't take me wrong. I said I wasn't too optimistic, but that's my personal feeling. Because I've seen it happen in Alaska. You've been to Alaska.
I'll be there this week.
Oh yeah, it's not the beautiful village that I knew when I was a young man. And that's sort of afraid will happen here. Naturally, the residents of the island, if they have no income, no other income, no job, naturally they're going to sell their house and their land. And what's going to happen to them? Nothing. That is. they won't have anything at all.
Well, do people have homes now on corporation land?
It's ours now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Corporation land.
Well, under, yeah. They kept a it was under the corporation for a period of time, but we got, deed that it belongs to the individual. We've been in existence, the Land Claim Settlement Act has been in existence for since 1971. It's 13 years now. And who's getting the benefit out of it? Not the shareholders. No. Not even from the region. The only ones, as I told you, are lawyers, expertise. They're the ones that make it, the few that are working for the corporation. They're the only ones that get the benefit, not the individual shareholders. And I'm afraid that's going to continue on and on. Until, if we succeed in this fishing venture, maybe then the shareholders will be able to get some money out of it. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, I don't see how. I've been the leader of this island for half of my life, and after I retired from civil service and the IRA, they voted me in as a board member. I've been on the board for, see how long now, how long have I been on the board for? 9 years.
The board of the corporation.
I'm board of. I finally retired last May. Mm-hmm. The reason I retired was because of my health. And another thing that I noticed when I was a part of the board. Is that everything is confidential. The members don't know until we have our annual meeting. Mm.
Is that necessary?
Huh?
Is that necessary? Is there any
reason? Well, that's what the law says. And another thing, we're competing with other people, other companies. The venture we're having business-wise is confidential, so it doesn't spread out. But I think if they had at least quarterly meetings with the members, keep them informed, that way I think the members would be more involved. No? But they're not now.
Has anyone suggested that?
No, I don't think anyone suggested that. It's a complicated law that they have in the Land Settlement Act. It's so complicated, either still today, I don't understand it.
Me either.
Yeah. But let me say, God willing, And I pray that we will succeed in that venture. That's the only hope I have.
You're talking about the fishing venture?
Hmm?
The fishing?
Yeah.
Would you tell me a little bit about that? I'm not too clear what the fishing venture is.
Oh, the fishing venture is naturally when the harbor is completed, there's going to be other companies that will establish processing plants here, cold storage and so forth. That'll give some employment, but not too much. I would say maybe they would employ about maybe 30 people. And maybe more if they're hired as seamen on board the boats that are fishing out here. The market is not a problem. That's the problem we were having when we were fishing for hair crabs. We were fishing and we were shipping them to Japan, but 30% of them died by the time they got to Japan. Mm-hmm. That's quite a loss. Mm-hmm. So if they have a processing plant here, when the boat harbor is completed and the processing plant is established here, maybe the state would be able to put hardtop on our field out there. That way we then could get the jets here, you know, and ship out our fish more faster. We asked the state one time to do so, to hardtop our field, but they told us we were bottom of the bucket. There wasn't enough traffic coming in here.
You mentioned before that you would like to see a way to include the kids born after 1971.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that I do. I do. I think that I'll mention that in the next annual meeting we have, that they include the children that were born after 1971. After all, they're going to be our leaders. And I do think that they have a right to be included in this ceremony. But what other shareholders think, I don't know. I'm sure they will realize the same thing that I'm talking about. What do you think, Bob?
I think so.
Would you like to say something, Mrs. Stark? What is your first name again?
Xenia.
This was Xenia Stepatine.
Yeah. Let's see, what else can I think about? The IRA. If the state would only recognize the IRA, that's the only solution I see in keeping the community as it is united under IRA, under the city corporation. It's impossible. Constitutionally. That's something I never knew in my life what constitutional rights I had. Now, when we try to do something that says it's unconstitutional, you haven't got the constitutional right to do so. Why didn't they tell me that years ago? Yeah. It would have been a different situation here then. Oh well. It's the leaders that you have in all these organizations. They're the ones that's gonna decide whether we're gonna succeed or go down the drain.
When the federal government was pretty much running St. Mm-hmm. Paul, was there still an IRA?
The government was absolutely the only authority on the island until what year did we get to start the IRA? I can't remember now. I know it was through BIA that the IRA was established here, and of course through our lawyers in Washington, D.C. And ABN, Alaska Native Brotherhood, mm-hmm. that's another one that that helped us in establishing IRA and to function politically.
When did St. Paul become a city? You were the first one.
I was the first one. That was in 19. Let's see, I have it here. 19...
Gabriel Stepitin was the first mayor.
June 29, 1971.
Did that make a difference in St. Paul when it became a city?
Oh, yes, it did. It did make a lot of difference. At least it helped us toward our independence, to be free just like anybody else in the United States.
So did the city and the IRA start about the same time?
IRA started before the city. I forgot what year it is. I have it someplace in my... it was in... When was that agent, you know, he used to invite us up to his house.
I don't need to talk about his name.
Eno.
Huh? Eno, yeah.
Yeah, Eno. He was Howard Eno.
Howard Eno.
Yeah, he was here, that I forgot when
he left.
I can get it for you if you want today, or is it necessary?
I don't think it's very important. Just wondering if it was about the same time.
Yeah, that was established, and I was elected as the president of IRA. Before that, after I came back from the island, I established a community club. They didn't have no... they didn't have any political organization on the island. So I started that, and from there, we gradually got into IRA and the city. It's been all fluid.
If the IRA became the chief governing body here,
right.
What would be the role of the city? Would you dissolve the city, or?
No. No.
You just transfer the land to the IRA.
Right, that's so.
Besides the fishing and the seal harvest, What other subsistence activities, or what other things can people get from the land?
From the land, wildlife.
It's like, boxing.
Like birds, sea lions. Oh, there are foxes here on the island, yeah.
There's a reindeer herd?
Oh, there's a reindeer herd out there, too. Mm-hmm. But they see the younger generation spoiled. They've forgotten their original food. And if things get harder, they're going to have to educate themselves to go back to the old way of existing.
Larry and Julia told me that at one point they hired hunters to harvest, and maybe it was reindeer for people.
No. I don't recall they're hiring anyone to.
Well, we used to ask anybody if you want reindeer.
You mean on the island?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. The corporation last year was out hunting reindeer and asked, especially older people, if they wanted, and they gave them reindeer. Yes, we got reindeer a couple of hind quarters last year. Yeah,
that seems like a good thing to do.
In fact, during the federal administration here, I used to go out and steal reindeer, because we weren't allowed to hunt them for our use. So I'm not perfect.
Do people harvest the eggs of the birds?
Not anymore. Mm-hmm. All that is so. Well, that's Otter Island. That used to be full of eggs. Mer eggs, whatever, seagull eggs. I know when I was a child, I had to take a surfboat out there and bring thousands of eggs, and the people used to soft them for the winter use. But now it's full of felines. There are hardly any birds that nest there anymore.
Why is that?
Well, the sea lions are full of that island in summertime. There's just few areas that the mers and seagulls can lay their eggs.
What brought the sea lions there if they weren't there before?
Well, there's the population has increased. Mm.
I saw a lot of people berry picking yesterday.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Speaking of berry picking, yeah, the communists there, where they're getting the rocks. That's the best berry patch there is on the island. And look what they're having to do. Tearing it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but gotta be done, I guess.
Why have, it seems to me that not many of the elders are still involved in the politics here in St. Paul.
Yeah. Well, you can't blame them. They were so dominated, you know. They still haven't got that urge to speak out. Still feel that they should be told what to do. Some of them, not all of them. If you've been dominated all your life, you know, it's difficult. If I wasn't away from here for 10 years, I'd probably be the same. I think I still would have hated a white. Mm-hmm. All right, man, if I didn't go out for 10 years and live to the other part of the world. Mm-hmm. When I left, I couldn't believe it. I was treated as an equal, you know? And I found out it wasn't all the whites that were like the officers that were on the island. You had to ask for every little thing you were going to do. What are they didn't have to go to bed with our wife.
It's terrible.
Well,
And I don't know what else I could tell you.
I can only think of one more question. I think the corporation, probably already, but is going to have a hard time choosing between its role as a profit-making institution and all the other expectations that shareholders have of the corporation in terms of promoting cultural activities and trying to be, for a corporation to have to keep in mind not injuring subsistence or not changing the community. That affects their profit making.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard when you're talking about a strict corporation whose goal is supposed to be profit to take into consideration the other needs of the community.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any thought about that?
No. I still don't quite understand what you're trying to... If you would speak a little louder, I'm kind of...
I'm sorry, I speak softly.
I noticed that, yeah.
I'm sorry.
I have a little hard hearing, yeah.
See, a corporation is supposed to make profits.
Yes.
And if a corporation doesn't make profits,
uh-huh.
the shareholders can sue that corporation, you see. And if the corporation will make less profits if they take into account all the other things we've been talking about,
mm-hmm.
you know, how certain development will injure the community,
mm-hmm.
and if they develop a particular patch, you know, it's going to ruin the berries or it's going to injure wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
If they take all those things into account, their profit making could also be less. And it's a real hard decision to make.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Well, like this rocks they're taking out of communists, whatever they first, in fact, we objected to it. A lot of us objected to it, but later on, thinking that it would just stop progress of economy, economic welfare. So we had no other choice but to say, okay, go ahead and use it.
Are there a lot of shareholders who live off the island?
Yes. There isn't very many that's doing that anymore. I told you, we're spoiled. Mm-hmm. We're used to buying from the store.
No, I meant are there shareholders who live someplace else?
There are some that have moved out, yes.
There's quite a few.
Yeah, quite a number of them have moved out. Yeah.
Do they involve themselves at all in the corporation, because they'd be shareholders still.
Mm-hmm.
Do they take part in the corporation? Are their interests different than?
Well, most of them are in this 13th Regional Corporation, and they don't, they're at large, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't involve themselves too much locally. Does that answer your question?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, I can't bother.
Do you want to see me? Sure.
I can't think of anything else.
Okay, well, this is September 10th, 1984.
Right.
And it's now about 12:45 in the afternoon, and we'll end this session with Gabriel and Xenia Stepatine.